To this point, the city of Pensacola has been most proactive in setting parameters for the dispensaries after two zoning inquiries from interested businesses last summer and the city's early decision to treat such facilities as pharmacies. City Administrator Eric Olson.
So any place that, where a pharmacy was allowed, these businesses could operate. And so we did reply back positively and said, yes, if you want to operate, one location was on Bayou Boulevard, another location was on Davis Highway, said yes, it would be allowable because a pharmacy would be allowable in that location.
Now the city is putting that into writing. At their regular meeting set for 5:30 this evening, the Pensacola City Council is moving forward with the first of two public hearings on a proposed change in the Land Development Code to establish specific zoning for medical marijuana dispensaries. Olson says the proposal, which has been reviewed by the planning board, came from Councilman Andy Tahar.
In a nutshell, it was a more restrictive zoning category, but also to specifically define medical marijuana dispensaries, clear up a gray area, if you will, because we were just calling them pharmacies. Now we will say, if you look in the Land Development Code, it will say medical marijuana dispensaries, and they are allowed in commercial use districts, C1, C2, all the way up to industrial.
If the zoning change is approved, medical marijuana dispensaries could be located in any city of Pensacola district that allows pharmacies, except for the one designated for both commercial and residential use. Also, the change would not affect the two Pensacola retail sites being considered. Trulieve, the company that opened the state's first medical marijuana dispensary in August in Tallahassee, is now renovating a building at the corner of Davis Highway and Tahar Drive. Looking eastward, the city of Destin also got an early jump on the issue and soon after passage of Amendment 2 in November began adopting new zoning rules. Mayor Pro Tem Preble Ramswell says for now, such facilities will be limited to the city's fairly small industrial district.
What we've done is establish a 330-foot setback from Main Street and Airport Boulevard. And so that really establishes a certain area where the dispensaries could be starting out. And that's the thing about starting out small is you can always expand. But we needed to make sure it was somewhere manageable and somewhere where, you know, we can really keep an eye on how things progress.
So a place has been established in Destin. But Ramswell says when it comes to the actual operation of medical marijuana dispensaries, the city is putting on the brakes.
We did have a business come forward who said that they would be interested in serving as a dispensary and obtaining the necessary licenses. However, we're not in a position to do that yet. I mean, none of us really know what the state is going to do, and there's just too many unknowns. So we wanted to place a moratorium in place at least through July 1st until we kind of see again, you know, where the law is going to go.
It's hitting the pause button so that we can evaluate the manner in which marijuana will be dispensed.
Gulf Breeze City Manager Buzz Eddy, referring to the one-year moratorium the Gulf Breeze City Council is working to enact due to their many concerns.
Is it going to be a medical office type of use? Is it going to be a commercial use in conjunction with pharmacies? Is it going to be the kind of distribution that is done on site? Or is it something that is a takeaway type product from a pharmacy?
Gulf Breeze plans to wait for new state regulations before amending their land development code. And echoing the sentiments of Destin's Preble Ramswell, Eddie wants to reassure residents that the city's planned moratorium should not be interpreted as anti-medical marijuana.
This is not meant to subvert the popular election process. This is not the city of Gulf Breeze putting a stake in the ground and saying we disagree with the position that the public has said. We just want to be sure we deal with this issue carefully and properly. This is something that cities and counties all across the state of Florida are doing to set forth guidelines and locational criteria for this type of business use, the same as we would anything else.
The second public hearing on the proposed moratorium in Gulf Breeze is set for next Tuesday, January 17th. At the county level, Okaloosa is also moving toward a possible 180-day moratorium and has scheduled two public hearings. The first is set for this afternoon at 5:01 at Niceville City Hall. The second will be on January 17th at their regular board meeting. The Escambia and Santa Rosa County Commissions have discussed the possibility of a moratorium, but have yet to take any action. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.